Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Top Shot Hot Drop, episode number 43. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. You don't want to miss anything. We got up-to-date information for you, keeping you dialed in for anything NBA, high school, college, and especially Top Shot Hot Drop. All right, so we got a great episode for you today. It is May 8th, 2021. Thanks for joining, Brian. I appreciate it. We're live streaming for the podcast listeners out there. This is a live stream on YouTube. We've got some hot news today. It looks like we are going to be getting weekly pack drops where we can pre-register. And it seems to be seamless, and it'll be funny for people to kind of talk about way when we get off into the future here about how it used to be for pack drops. But this is a really nice system that's allowing us to get packs, and everybody's having fun. It's a lottery ticket because, you know, if you pull a good serial number, you're looking good. Also, we have a rare pack drop on the horizon. There are a number of the 1800 moments have been minted already, and these are ready to drop. It looks like it may even be a master challenge, so we'll touch in on that a little bit. And something I've been very excited about and have talked about quite a bit is confirmed information from Jesse on the Discord hours that was just on YouTube recently, where they're talking about the packs being able to be sold on the market. So that's coming. We will also talk about that. Also, we're gonna talk about the market a little bit and how it looks once all these moments get in the collector's hands, especially when there's new moments on the market, and how, you know, as a conscious collector and investor, thanks for joining, Colin. As a conscious investor, you want to be patient. The moments are exciting. Go ahead and look at them, but it's a very tricky time to purchase moments when there's so few on the market. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got some amazing NBA action tonight as we're rounding out towards the playoffs here. And something I'm really excited about is the Brooklyn-Denver game. So we're going to talk about that hot action for tonight. Also, we've got our hashtag NBA Top Shot this moment. And as you know, on NBA, you know, when we're really looking at NBA moments, there's a lot of highlights with assists. There's a lot of three-pointers. But something that we absolutely love at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop is defense. And this moment, that's a little teaser for you. Our hashtag NBA Top Shot this moment of the night is going to be defense from last night. And then we'll finish the podcast as we always like to do, talking about potential pack drops. And you already know what I'm looking at on that one. And so does Colin. All right. So thanks for joining. And let's get into it. So we've seen a massive increase in the pack availability, especially for new users. And this is exciting. We're starting to see registration for packs coming up even a week in advance. And you got to assume after this one, we're going to get another registration for a week in advance. And it's an interesting effect on the market that we'll get into next. But I do just want to talk about, this is something that Top Shot has made a goal, as well as they've made a goal to have withdrawals be much more available. And you're starting to see people be able to access their withdrawals. So what we're seeing here now is this consistent release of these base set moments. And it seems like it's going to have an effect on the market. We're going to have a watered down effect, but it's going to be bringing new collectors in. It's going to be allowing collectors to have moments of some of their favorite players. But we're starting to see a tiering system happening here where you're going to have rare collectors, you're going to have legendary collectors, and you're going to have common collectors. And that doesn't mean that common base set one isn't going to be as valuable. But I think as we start moving into base set three, four, and five, there's really going to be a tier set for collectors to participate. And something we've talked about a lot here is there's so many different angles to move in. But we've got these base sets, and I would not be surprised. They're just going to designate them by colors. We're going to see another one coming up. It's not going to be orange. It'll be the next one. It'll be red. And it's exciting. We like to get moments. You like to get these packs. If you get a good serial number, if you get a jersey number, if you get a serial number in the top 10 or double digit or single digit, you're feeling pretty good. So I did want to touch on that it's just something I also do is hold on to my moments. I'll bring up my vault for you guys that are watching here. And again, thanks for joining in. Let me pull it up for you. It is increasing. We're getting more and more in here. And the exciting thing that is coming is we are going to be able to post these on the marketplace. And you're going to have bidding, or you're going to be able to just post a price for buy now. And these are going to be valuable because you think about it, we're all pretty much kids here. You know, we're opening packs. We're opening virtual packs. So again, thanks for being here. One of the most important things for adults is to remember to be kids and stay young and celebrate every day. But there's going to be a lot of people that aren't able to, again, going back to that kid analogy, hold these moments and hold these packs sealed. Top Shot does not give you value for these for qualifying for pack drops, or it doesn't count it in your moments, which I find interesting. You should at least get credit that you're holding rare moments or you're holding more moments than is listed. But these are going to fetch a really nice penny, and that's coming really quick here. They said midsummer to late summer. Jacob just announced on the Discord office hours, the most recent one, that this is coming to the marketplace. So you are seeing more and more collectors holding their packs and saving them. I always advise, and my big reason, a lot of people say, hey, why would you hold them? And the big reason there is that if you open your pack and you get a bunch of really horrible serial numbers and some kind of basic moments or not a lot of value, if you will, in that moments, then that's already said and done, and you're not going to get anything out of that. But if it's sealed, you have the potential for this to be a LaMelo Ball rookie, a Quickly rookie, a Halliburton. There's a lot of really amazing moments in here, and that wrapped up and sealed holds value. The experiencing, if you've opened packs, I hope you have. I hope you've got to open one at least and feel that experience. It's amazing. It's fun. It's so exciting to flip it over and have the music going and know that's adding to your collection and you're on your way. So these packs are going to be valuable. They're going to be something to kind of hang on to. And again, just a quick flash, I don't have any rares or any legendaries, which is really frustrating for me because I've joined a number of drops and have not been able to secure a good queue number for any of those. But again, so is the game of Top Shot. We're here early. My favorite analogy for that is the yellow brick road. You know, guys, we're kind of cruising down and we're moving. And a lot of collectors are coming. So enjoy the ride. And I kind of skipped ahead to the packs kind of coming, being available on the market, but we've got to talk about this rare pack drop. We've got the throwdowns coming. There was a ton of talk about it about a week ago. And then we had all these pre-order kind of distributed, nothing on Thursday. Top Shot has announced that they like to drop on Monday and Thursday. We got nothing this Thursday. They moved it to Friday because of the pre-order. But I think what you're going to see here now, oh, Colin's asking, what are my plans with the packs? Colin, I'm looking at moving those on the, probably on the market, or maybe opening them down the road. I really want to have the option as a collector to see what the value is for those once they're put on the market, especially because there's probably a small percentage of collectors holding packs, which then increases the rarity of these older packs. So my favorite analogy again to that is if you think about physical cards and cardboard cards, the 1986 Fleer, if you guys have been listening for a while here, I've talked about this a bunch, but you have the Jordan rookie, you have a number of other rookies, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Dominique Wilkins, on and on and on. And those packs are insanely valuable if they're sealed and you want to buy one to have a chance to get one of those. But if you've opened it and you haven't pulled any of those, the value is gone. So my belief, again, it's where you're coming in as a collector. If you don't have that many moments, you need to kind of be opening packs. But once you get there, just start thinking about holding on to some of these and saving them, especially if you get lucky enough to hit what we're talking about here, which is the throwdown packs. So let me share the screen here. You can't go wrong, Colin. That's a fabulous comment there. Colin just said you can't go wrong with holding packs. And if you go back and watch a couple episodes, my dad held, we opened six packs on a stream about three or four back. And he held and held and held, and he was so anxious. And again, he had no moments. He had just got in, and I was just telling him to hold them. And he's like, I don't have any moments. I'm like, you do, man. They're in your packs. You as a collector and somebody in this for an investment, you get to make a choice, which is nice, right? We always like to be able to make a choice. Once they're open, that value is already determined for you. Again, if you're new and you're trying to complete challenges, and that's a whole nother perspective. But if you have the advantage of being able to hold the packs, it's insane. So we've got these throwdowns coming, guys, and it's happening tomorrow. We're probably going to get an email tonight. I'm fairly competitive with anything and everything. And this isn't competitive with anybody else other than myself. I like to make predictions. I like to gather information. I like to watch the rhythms. And my prediction is that these throwdowns are coming. All the moments are minted. We're going to go ahead and take a little look here. These are my favorite guys. Make sure you're following the First Mint at the First Mint on Twitter. You're going to get up-to-date information. I do a lot of my research from these guys. They've got a podcast, and they are rock stars, major positive energy in this community. So these are the moments that are coming, guys, and they're already minted and they're ready to go. These are going to be dropping. I'm predicting, again, nothing confirmed. This is just my prediction that these are coming out tomorrow. Some juicy, juicy moments in these. These are throwdowns. And the big thing that came about on all this news is that there are so many moments and there are some reward moments. There are about Let me go ahead and take a look here again at the number of reward moments. But it's kind of crazy how many challenges that seem as though they're going to be coming about with this. And there's 5 challenge rewards, actually 6. And it seems as though there's going to be 1 master challenge coming. So we're going to be wrapping up this Cool Catch challenge and going into a rare master challenge with these throwdown sets. So get ready for that. You're going to want to get one of these packs. I have a hard time kind of figuring out what the price is going to be. It's going to be anywhere from $99 to $299. Have that money in your Dapper credit, because that's going to behoove you to be ready to go. It'll go a little bit quicker as far as processing. It looks as though there are so many moments minted that there may be a high number of packs that we have not seen in the past before for these. So I would also get excited about that you're going to have probably a high chance at being able to grab a pack tomorrow. They're going to probably announce the requirements. This is something they've installed, especially to filter out the bots and what they call as bad actors, people setting up multiple accounts. You're going to have to probably be holding some rare moments. And they already took this snapshot probably when the maintenance was going on. Anytime they have maintenance, that means they're doing not only maintenance on the site, but they're also doing snapshots of accounts to see who's going to be qualifying. So these are your rewards. You're going to have a Blake, you're going to have a Zach Hamadou, Derek Jones, Anthony Simmons, and Donovan Mitchell. And then there may be another one for the, because we got 1, 2, 3, there's 6. So there would be 5 challenges and then the master. Not sure which one of these would qualify for the master yet. But here we are. We're on the investigating and the research side of Top Shot, which makes it fun. It can be overwhelming at times and a bit confusing. But my thing, again, as a collector, what you want to really be focusing on is patience. Don't be rushing on any of these rumors. I've made a ton of mistakes myself in that. Buying moments after the marketplace drops fresh moments. Let those get out there. Let the price get set. And then start hunting down your values. Because it's hard to tell. And I can one day show you guys. I'm humble. I can show you the beating I've taken on some of my moments where I've purchased at the wrong time because I was excited. But then you go back and you're like, wow, if I would have waited, it's a third of the price now. And that's the hard thing with Top Shot. You know, we're trying to feel out where this is going to be going. But you got to be thinking when hard court comes and when the playoffs begin and we get a number of these moments coming, you're going to see an upswing in the marketplace. And the rarity is what creates the profitability. So you kind of look at this LaMelo Master Challenge with the Cool Cats. How many people are going to be able to finish that? Because you need the Luka. And there are not that many Lukas. So that needs to be considered here. If you're getting all of these other moments, but you don't have the Luka, you're not getting the LaMelo Cool Cat. So I just want that to sink in a little bit there. You got to go back and look at how many Lukas there are. And we can do that. We can do that right now. I'll do that for you guys. Lucas, thanks for jumping. Off topic, Lucas says, but why do you think the floor price has dropped so much? Lucas, this is a pattern in Top Shot. Anytime we see packs released, and moments released and rewards released, which we've seen all 3 of those happening. There's new moments, there's packs, there's rewards being released. You're going to see new collectors that are getting these moments into their hand and they drop the floor price, right? So the floor price is what designates what the value for that moment is, which is artificial. The floor price is not artificial. The floor price is collectors that are panicking and are trying to move moments and maybe move into another spot. There's a lot of different angles there. They're panicking. They came in and they bought a $9 pack and they're getting 30, 40 bucks back and they're stoked. There's so many different angles. But the fact is when moments are first being dropped, I'm coming to you, Colin. The moments are first dropped. There's people just selling those for very low, or there's a lot of movement happening. And so it's hard to really see what's going on there. So I think the market takes a major blow because there's a lot of floor pricing going on and a lot of undercutting, which is the theme of Top Shot, probably for a good 5 I don't want to say 5 months, 4 months here, 3.5 months here, we've had this massive undercut after the big boom. And a lot of those collectors took their profit and left. A lot of crypto and major money investors that jumped into Top Shot with that big boom, they kind of took their profit and got out. Then you started seeing floor and undercutting going on. The value didn't leave. These NFTs, people are not understanding the value. We're not even there. Top Shot has said time and again, we are in the first inning. We are just beginning. Be patient unless you need your finances. That's a whole different story. Again, what angle are you coming in on? But if you can hold, collect as a collector, have fun. You're in on the yellow brick road, guys. All right, Colin, you spent $700 for the SS Luca. You'll never forget. Yep. Lucas, you're welcome, Lucas. Anytime, man. I got you, buddy. Hit me up on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. You can DM me with any questions you have on moments or things you're looking for. Again, it's not necessarily financial advice. I can just give you what I would do or what I have done. So we're going to keep it moving, guys. We got into it pretty deep there. These packs are coming tomorrow. I'm thinking we should be getting an email. They give you that 8-hour notice on rare packs. So wait for that. It's going to light up Twitter. We've had some quiet time after just these common pack drops. And you know, there's a lot of those, again, tiers, right? What tier are we in? The rare and the legendary collectors are sitting there going, come on, where's our stuff? So here it comes. Great time for buying. Exactly, Colin. Lucas, yeah, we are really just at the beginning. It's insane. There's so many people who don't even know what NFTs are. And then when you tell them what they are, they say, get away from me. That's nonsense. I can't hold it. I can't see it. And it's okay. It's okay. It's nothing is about judgment. And that's one of my favorite things about this community and really the NFT community that I've been experiencing is that it's all very supportive and positive, and that people are encouraging and willing to teach and give. And so that's why I'm doing this podcast. I enjoy basketball. I enjoy this new element of collecting and the new technology. But it's really about connecting and sharing energy, which again, if you go back to basketball, that's what the game is based on. Naismith invented this game to connect teenage boys that needed to learn how to connect with each other with the peach baskets. Anyways, I'll go off on a tangent because we're live, guys. I appreciate the comments. Kareem, any news about the new Cool Cats? Yeah, we've got a minted Ben Simmons, which looks like it's going to be the reward for the next Cool Cats. And then there can only be one more after that, which it's just insane how long this Cool Cats has gone on for. I know a lot of people have kind of, I don't want to say bailed out, but moved into other things that they're looking to do. And again, it's going to create some rarity with this LaMelo moment. And you look at how LaMelo is playing right now, with Charlotte being in a good spot to be in the playoffs here. It's going to be insane timing with that Master Challenge reward coming out and LaMelo Ball going off in the playoffs. So we're still going, and it looked like there may be something about having to have particular moments, because I think they want to start drawing attention back to that each Top Shot moment is an assist, it's a shot, it's a dunk, it's a defensive play. So they're going to start asking you to collect these particular type of moments. So that's what I've heard on the last office hours. So that's going to be interesting coming up here. Again, nothing confirmed on that. Rumors, kind of little leaked information, but it's coming along. All right, so we're going to keep the podcast moving here with what's hot and what's not. And I touched on it a bit earlier. I'm going to get on over to our buddies here at Moment Ranks, and we'll check out the marketplace. And really, what's happening with this market right now is we had a question earlier there in there about, you know, why are we getting a drop? Why is this drop happening in the market? And when you have new moments circulating through here, you're starting to see we have the announcement of being able to get trade tickets and having you could trade in any moment. And we saw base moment prices spike up to about 7 or 8. And then, bam, as soon as you have these pack drops, you start seeing new collectors coming in, people wanting to get value out of their packs. Maybe they're not even going to stay in Top Shot. They just got a pack and away they go. So there's so many angles coming in here, and right now the market is just moving. It's a time to buy. Moments are low. And one thing you want to look at is what is a moment, what is a player, who is somebody that I'm watching? Gary Trent, Colin just said Gary Trent is a debut moment, is so nice, and a buzzer-beating game winner. And that may, we may be seeing them saying we need to be collecting the buzzer beatings. Let me get back here. I got a couple comments. Sorry, guys. I wasn't paying attention. Lucas, yes, I'm really just interested in Top Shot since I'm a big NBA fan. But what you read on Twitter regarding apes, punks, etc. is 99% positivity. Yeah, the whole community. The whole community. Zedrun, you've got across the board, and you go watch on YouTube, any of these guys that are doing streams and stuff, they're all about sharing information. There's comical takes. There's major investors, people with tons of money that are sharing information. There's little communities that are all extremely supportive. So this is a party. And again, I think the key to that is we're all in here and everybody can eat. So Kareem says, I really like the new LeBron block. No doubt. Kareem, you hammered it home on that one. The new LeBron block, on, and what Kareem's talking about here, why don't we go share it with you? It's just sick, man, because Top Shot could be picking any moment. And you see, we've got great moments, and they have picked good moments, but it's like, come on, guys. There are so many juicy NBA moments every night. Go get it. Go get it. And they hit it out of the park on this LeBron moment. And I actually, you know, why am I pulling up in the marketplace? I'll pull up my collection because I did what I'm not recommending you guys. Thanks, Kareem, for bringing this up. I went and got one of these yesterday. And I hunted it and I watched it a bit. But I probably could have waited. It probably will change. I got a nice serial number here, which I feel good about. I'll zoom in on that for you. I got the, but this is the moment we're talking about. Look at that. He literally destroyed, is that Kuzma underneath him there? I mean, he literally kills Kuzma like a linebacker, like hitting Kuzma in the air. Kuzma's just trying to play good defense because he's like, LeBron's going to be pissed at me if I'm not here. But I think that's absolutely hilarious that you see Kuzma just get cleared out. Oh my gosh. So I think one thing we've got coming here are the moments are going to get juicier. We're going to get a run it back. But this throwdown set, and I'm focusing on rares, you're going to see some collectors that aren't going to be able to possibly be able to do this one. This one's going to be a little bit more expensive because it's going to be a rare challenge and it's going to be a master. Look how long this LaMelo challenge went for. So that's what's hot and what's not right now, guys. Chill out. A lot of people haven't opened their packs or still people buying their packs. Let these moments settle. Let them get out. They're 35,000 plus. Wait for those LEs, but hunt them down and focus on what you want to get. So we're going to keep it moving. We've got the hot action for tonight, and it's Brooklyn-Denver. Yeah. Come on, man. These two teams have got to get the juice going. I'm going to screenshot with you right here. Denver's hosting Brooklyn, and Irving just dropped 45. Bottom line, Brooklyn visits Denver. Kyrie just scored 45 in the Nets. 113-109 loss to the Mavs. The Nuggets have gone 25-0 in home games. Or no, 25-10, sorry. Denver's fifth in the Western Conference with 10.5 offensive rebounds per game, led by the Joker. So the Nets are coming in 18-16 on the road. Brooklyn ranks fifth in the NBA with 35.4 defensive rebounds per game, led by Harden. They're meeting for the second time. The Nets had already won the first game this year. And you're basically looking for your top performers. Joker, he's got 10.9 rebounds and he's averaging 26.4 points. Probably going to pull that MVP out of there. Michael Porter Jr. is going off. Nobody should be surprised about that. His moments are still way undervalued on Top Shot, so be checking out Porter Jr. This is going to be a good game. Enjoy your hot action. We're also going to be looking for Spencer Dinwiddie is out for the season, and Harden is going to be out with the hamstring, and Chioza is out with the hand. So those are your injuries on the Nets side. And on the Nuggets, Dozier, Murray is out for the season with the knee. Barton's still out with the hamstring. All right, guys, we're going to get to the hashtag NBA Top Shot this. We love to do this on NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. We go pick a moment from either that night or the night before. And this is coming from last night. And another thing that we absolutely love on NBA Top Shot Hot Drop is defense. Because defense stimulates a team, it transfers to offense, and it's undervalued again. And as Top Shot collectors, what are we looking for? We're looking for the value. So you're getting the value double on this play. And this is also coming from a Rook Dog. You better have one of his moments in, if not his top moment, limited to 4,000. We've got Cole Anthony. Let's check it out. Let me get the angle right for you here, guys. Hold up, we're bringing it up here. There we go. All right.
Cole Anthony. Putting work on D, gets the steal, takes it all the way in transition with defense. One-handed slam.
Check it out. Look at this zoom in here.
Makes it look easy.
So he steals the ball, goes all the way down.
Down to our top.
Coast to coast, all the way to the other end, and just jams it on the Hornets. And he literally rips the ball out of his hand. I mean, we got to go back. We're going to look at it again, guys. Cole Anthony, man. This guy. And I'm a huge Tar Heel fan. I'm Michael Jordan roots. So I grew up in Chicago watching the Bulls. Became a Tar Heel fan as a 9-year-old just because Jordan went there. And it's just class, man. And you got to love this Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony roots. Let's go. Let's watch it again, guys. Here we go.
Transition with defense. One-handed slam. Makes it look easy. Down to our top two.
Porter Jr. is on that next one. It's nice. But Cole Anthony with the defense, easy buckets. That's why we love it. Hot action. We've got our hashtag NBA Top Shot this. Cole Anthony, let's go. That's linked down below. Go ahead and watch that. And we're wrapping up the podcast here, guys. And I'm excited to say that I think we're going to get a rare pack drop tomorrow. Look for that email. Coming this evening, I would assume, and or tomorrow evening, and the information will be out. We may do an updated podcast on that, but hopefully we can do a live drop for you on Monday. I so appreciate everybody that has tuned in for the live podcast and the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop today, episode number 43. It's been fun with you guys. Remember, follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, we've got a big giveaway coming within the next, announcement should be within the next week. And it's going to involve some awesome, a very amazing NFT artist. I don't really want to drop any other clues at this moment, but we've got some collectors and we're going to be doing a fabulous contest giveaway. So keep your eye out for that. And remember, guys, enjoy it.